Nexo wins Australian lending license, launches credit lines. Nexo said on August 19th that it has secured a lending authorization in Australia, describing itself as one of very few digital asset platforms to hold such approval in the country. The company paired the news with the launch of its credit lines product, which lets customers borrow against crypto holdings without selling them. The announcement came directly from Nexo on X. The pitch is straightforward: deposit crypto as collateral, draw a loan against it, and receive the funds in Australian dollars or stablecoins. Nexo says the assessment process is fast, and the loans carry no fixed term, meaning there is no set repayment date as long as the collateral ratio holds. The license is the piece that matters. Plenty of platforms will lend against crypto. Doing it under a local authorization is the harder part, and it is the part that changes a customer's legal footing. An authorized lender operates inside a regulated framework in Australia, which affects disclosure, dispute rights, and the platform's own compliance obligations. For a category that has watched offshore lenders freeze withdrawals during stress, that distinction is not cosmetic. Nexo did not name the specific authorization or regulator in its post. Readers should treat the one of very few framing as the company's own claim until the license detail is published. The core fact that Nexo is now offering lending in Australia under an authorization is what the announcement supports. Credit lines feed the card for cardholders. This is where the news connects. The Nexo card spends against a credit line rather than draining your crypto balance directly. You keep the underlying assets, borrow against them, and the card taps that borrowing capacity at the point of sale. A local lending authorization is the regulatory backbone that lets that credit mechanic operate cleanly in a given market. So an Australian customer opening a credit line is not just accessing a loan product in isolation. They are setting up the same funding rail the card runs on. Payouts in AUD matter here too. Spending and repaying in local currency avoids some of the foreign exchange markup that stings when a card settles in a currency you do not hold. The risk sits in the collateral borrowing against crypto carries a specific hazard that a cashback promo does not. If the collateral drops in value, the loan-to-value ratio moves against you, and a sharp enough fall can trigger liquidation of the assets backing the line. That is the trade for keeping your holdings instead of selling them. It rewards users who borrow conservatively against the value of their collateral and punishes those who max out the line right before a downturn. The disclosed loan terms are also not the full cost. Interest rates, any origination or conversion spreads, and the collateral buffer all shape what borrowing actually costs versus simply selling. Nexo's post did not publish rate figures, so Australian users should read the in-app terms before drawing a line.